This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 95 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flipped resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 2 weeks. In this episode, we have four trends that we observed that we're going to discuss. We have four recommended readings that we're going to pass along related to those trends. And we end, as we do, by peering into the crystal ball and making predictions about the trends we believe we'll see in the upcoming 2 weeks. So, Abby, start us off by talking about the trends that we observed.
Thank you, Tim. Well, interestingly, because last episode, those of you who listen regularly may have noticed that last episode we were surprised that AR and VR, augmented reality and virtual reality, were not on our list of trends. That seems to be an anomaly, though, because this in this episode, for the past 2 weeks, AR and VR articles were the most popular articles flipped into our Flipboard magazine. So that was sort of our number one trend for this week, which returns it back to its, 18-month span. So we saw a number of things about specific applications of VR, for example, using it for Navy training in the U.S. Naval Forces, in healthcare situations. We also heard, in terms of augmented reality, about Apple's new AR apps that are just starting to come out. There are also AR apps are starting to appear also on the other side of things, the Galaxies and Samsung's other operating systems. We saw some new 360-degree cameras and some upgrades to some camera phones that allowed those kind of things. We also heard a bit about VR and AR issues. For example, there was one very good article about how VR is still poised to take off because resolution issues still haven't been, pardon the pun, resolved. So we're seeing a lot of low-resolution VR, which makes it difficult to really view it as being virtual. Our recommended reading for AR and VR for the topic, if you read nothing else from the past 2 weeks, we recommend that you take a look at this: The Product Design Challenges of AR on Smartphones by Matt Mesnicks for TechCrunch. Again, apologies if we're mispronouncing any names. This was a very, very thorough article of the benefits and challenges of AR apps. And I must say, I learned a lot just reading the article itself. I thought it was excellent. So that's our first trend. Our second trend is sort of a potpourri, educators' professional development. We saw a lot of articles about strategies for teaching in the class, or for bringing EdTech into the classroom, for understanding EdTech if you're a teacher early in your career. We saw a lot of interesting software applications that are designed specifically for the K-12 environment, a lot of description of activities. Fascinating article, actually, also in the New York Times about something called brand name teachers, which is a new trend in teachers really branding themselves through social media. Very interesting. What we think is the recommended reading, though, from all of these really good reads is Best Education Podcasts 2017 by Betty Ray for Edutopia. And we are, of course, always disappointed when we don't make it to a top 10 or top list, but we understand completely. These are very good podcasts, but they're all focused on K-12 specifically. But it's a great list, and we figured since you, as our podcast listener, like at least one podcast, you're listening to it right now, we hope you like it, you might enjoy these as well. So take a look at those best education podcasts on Edutopia. Number three, artificial intelligence, or AI, and machine learning. We saw a number of articles, as we have in the past few months, about AI and machine learning and how it's being applied to consumer situations as well as specifically educational situations. So we see a lot of new products coming out. We're hearing or seeing a lot of debate about when and where to use AI. My favorite, and I say this with a big smile on my face as I'm saying it, my favorite was that Alexa is now more kid-friendly in that you can have a conversation with Sesame Street's Elmo. And I love the article name, which was, you know, AI, Alexa gets more friendly for kids and more annoying for parents. But it was cute. And but it's not the what we recommend. What we actually recommend for recommended reading here is, as AI gets smarter, scholars raise ethics questions. This is by Chris Hayhurst for EdTech. It's not a very long article. It's pretty short and to the point, but it raises a number of interesting issues about developing artificial intelligence and applying artificial intelligence, when and where it's useful and when and where it may be detrimental. So that's number three on our trend. Number four trending is instructional design in general. This includes design strategies, cases, design cases, products that were developed, top 100s lists. It was just recently retweeted. We had mentioned, I think, this one a while ago, but there is a top 100 books for instructional design recommended list, and we think it's pretty comprehensive. We really like the fact that one of our books is number 11 on the list and mentioned as a classic. So we're very proud of that. But that's not what we're recommending here either. What we're recommending as a read is Top 7 Instructional Design Theories and Models for Your Next E-Learning Course by Christopher Pappas for E-Learning Industry. Now, if you're an experienced instructional designer, you probably find all 7 of these achingly familiar. But if you're new or, say, intermediate in the field, you may find these to be particularly interesting and helpful as you're working on designs. These are all the 7 instructional design theories that Pappas mentions are sort of classic in the field. So well worth taking a look at. Now, Tim, before we started recording, you and I pointed out that notably absent from our top list, our top trending this past 2 weeks is online learning. There were almost no articles about this. And perhaps this is simply an anomalous situation because online learning and teaching has been a really hot topic for a long time. But for some reason, over the past few weeks, there haven't been many articles about it. Notably necessary, that is, we only saw a few articles, but we feel that we need to mention it because it's so important to educational technology in general, is the ongoing discussion about net neutrality and the FCC's pending decision on this. So we do recommend that people at least look into the net neutrality issue so that they can voice their own opinion one way or the other, hopefully in a way that the FCC hears. And that's what we have trending, or in at least one case, not trending over the past 2 weeks, Tim.
Just as a reminder, the recommended readings we provide the links to those recommended readings on our website, and we'll share that URL at the end of the episode. Okay, now on to looking into the crystal ball and making predictions about what we believe we'll see in the upcoming 2 weeks. And we were talking about this before our episode, and why don't you share those with us, Abby?
Thank you. We were peering into our collaborative crystal ball, and one thing that we can see very clearly, because there's been a lot of hype about this, is hardware reveals. We expect to hear a lot more about the iPhone 8 very soon, and more about Microsoft's Surface update also very soon. And so with those two hardware reveals, those are probably going to be the big news. But I'm sure we'll also see a number of other hardware reveals and software updates. Of course, iOS 11 is also coming out soon. So we're going to see a lot of consumer product revelations. Now, Tim, you and I were also talking. We expect to see more about artificial intelligence and machine learning. We continue to expect to see more about AR and VR, just because with one glitch, we've seen that constantly for a long time. We expect to see more about professional development because we've been seeing a lot about professional development. This is professional development specifically for K-12 in classroom teachers. And You and I also strongly suspect, based on what we've read in the past couple of weeks, that we will see more about security and digital citizenship. We saw a few articles these past 2 weeks. We just didn't see quite enough of them to really cause them to bubble up, in our opinion, as a trend on par with the other trends that we mentioned. But that's what we're seeing in the crystal ball.
Well, that brings us to the conclusion of episode 95 of our podcast. We'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and our podcast subscribers. To find the links to the recommended readings and listen to past episodes of our podcast, visit our website at trendsandissues.com. Our next episode will air on September 22nd.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.